As this lame duck session of Congress is working, there's a lot of discussion about whether it, what it will do with the Bush-era tax cuts. And I guess this is going to affect a lot of states, including Missouri. Is how closely are you watching what Congress does or doesn't do with this issue?
We're certainly watching it closely because it does have an impact on Missouri's revenue collections, since our state income tax system is connected to the federal income tax system through a couple of avenues. One is we start with the federal adjusted gross income at our state level. We also allow people to deduct their federal taxes from the state income tax. So we're connected in both of those ways. So anything happening at the federal level, we do watch.
Okay, if the tax cuts are allowed to stay, that will have no impact on our system.
Correct. That's where we're currently assuming that's going to. That's what our the last couple of years of history are based on. Yes.
You've heard the kind of discussions coming out of Washington about which of these tax cuts might be targeted for elimination, and you've undoubtedly come up with some scenarios about what could happen to our budget if this or that happens in Washington.
And we, the messiness of this is that different things impact our taxes differently. So if some of the tax cuts were allowed to go into effect, they would decrease our revenue, and others would increase our revenue. And so we do have to look at the individual pieces. And overall, if you look at most of the items, hypothetically, if they were all allowed to go away, it wouldn't have that much of an impact on us. If you look at a lot of the pieces, because some are pluses and some are minuses.
What would have the most negative impact on us?
If the individual income tax rates would go up, that would increase federal taxes paid and thereby increase the deduction that people were able to take against their state taxes. So that piece of it is probably the largest potential negative impact on the state.
Now, there's a lot of talk about preserving the middle class tax cuts, but letting the higher income tax cuts expire. Would that have much of an impact on our situation?
That would have a smaller impact, obviously. There would be a little bit of a change, and depending on what piece is up or down. But for the most part, that's a limited number of individuals, and therefore the impact that we would see would be fairly small.
Have you been able to calculate, let's just assume Congress lets all of these tax cuts expire. Have you been able to calculate a dollar amount that would have an impact on Missouri's income?
We can't do it precisely because obviously a lot of things have changed between when the taxes originally changed back under President Bush. I would say if you looked at most of them, let's set the estate tax aside for just a second. If you looked at most of them, there are positives and negatives, and you add them all up and it's somewhere around zero. The estate tax is different in that during President Bush's administration, the estate tax went completely away, which took away not only the federal estate tax, but also the money that went to states for the estate tax. If the estate tax were to come back on the books, so to speak, and if the federal government shared that with the states, then we would see some positive. We would see an increase in our tax collections.
Would it be enough to really make much of a bubble or much of a dent?
Not given the size of the hole that we're talking about. I will say, though, back when the estate tax was still on the books and Missouri was receiving a share of that, as were other states, it probably brought in somewhere around $150 million a year when fully implemented. That tax obviously is very lumpy because estate taxes are based on wealthier people and passing away and when those taxes are due. So it's not an income stream that you can count on being, a nice, clean, every year you can collect X dollars. But I would say on average it generated about $150 million when it was fully in effect.
Well, $150 million, that's more than a lot of our state agency budgets, so isn't it?
Yeah, it's not an insignificant amount of money. The question would be, not only would the federal government have to allow the estate tax to come back, they would have to be willing to share that revenue with the states. And we don't know if one or the other or both of those would occur, because this is a tax that the federal government in the past has shared with the states. There's no certainty that that would continue.
So basically all you can do is just kind of keep an eye on things in Washington and then try to calculate that into a consensus revenue estimate for the legislature to work on in 2011.
Yeah, and we also have other federal tax issues that we have our eyes on. It's not just those, but there were some changes in federal taxes in a bill that was signed by the president not too long ago. The Small Business Jobs Act had some tax changes that will impact Missouri. And so we have to keep our eyes on that one as well as the ones that are being debated right now.
Will that one have a very big impact on us?
No, it's not going to be a big impact, but there are potentially some short-term reductions in our income based on that. But again, it's not significant.
Okay. How are we doing in Missouri right now? Have you gotten any new numbers on our tax collections? I imagine it's still pretty fluid, but...
It is pretty fluid. November, I would hate to speculate right now. It was a strange month. We had a couple more days of tax collections this November than we did last. So the beginning of the month looked really good because we actually were collecting money a couple of days that didn't even exist from a collection standpoint last year. But I would say we're still on track with where we expected to be. Perhaps a tiny bit ahead, but not enough that we're feeling great comfort. It's looking good enough that we're feeling at least cautiously optimistic that we're right on track with where we need to be.
We've got the holidays starting to come up now. We've got Thanksgiving and then Friday after, and then the whole Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
Do we usually finish the calendar year strongly with tax collections?
The one that obviously is impacted by that is on the sales tax side. It's not our biggest source of income, but it is the second largest. And although the holiday season is important, it's really surprising how spread out across the year our sales taxes really are. We get a little bit of bump up during the holidays as well as a little bit of bump up during school, right before school starts. So it's an important time period, but it's not huge.
Can you look at the sales taxes from the holiday season and gauge anything about an overall economy?
I think you certainly could, from the perspective of we've had a lot of quarters. I think we had like 10 negative quarters of sales tax collections in the state of Missouri. Then we had one positive, and then it went negative again. So people have been very much hanging on to their money and not spending it on items that they don't absolutely have to have. And so if we had a good Christmas, a good holiday season, you could take from that at least some positive movement in how people feel about the economy and their willingness to spend a little bit more. Can it tell you we're definitely headed for significant increases? No, but it would give you kind of an indication of consumers' comfort that the economy is starting to get a little bit better.